The continuing need for large animal vets. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, some rural areas of the nation and here in Tennessee are still suffering from a shortage of livestock animal vets. What's being done about it? Gary Crawford has more.
It seems new pet hospitals and clinics are springing up like crazy all over urban and suburban America, but
we've had a very significant shortage of veterinarians practicing on large animals. Farm animals, I should say.
That's Sunny Ramaswamy. He runs the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. He told us that in efforts to get more vet students to become livestock vets,
we're making progress.
Thanks partly to a couple of programs. One's been operating for several years, the Veterinary Loan Repayment Program.
To provide funding to alleviate the cost of education.
And those costs pretty high.
Veterinary education has increased very significantly, and many of the students that graduate with a veterinary degree end up having in the neighborhood of around $150,000 in indebtedness.
What if someone offered to help you pay back those student loans if you committed to serve for a certain amount of time, usually 3 years, as a livestock vet in an area that has a shortage of those kinds of veterinarians? That's the basic idea of that program. Now, a much newer and different program was put into the current farm bill, the Veterinary Services Grant Program. Under that one, USDA asks for proposals for projects to encourage vets to serve in rural areas and help them in that role. USDA's just announced $2.4 million to pay for new projects. Ramaswamy says, of course, many vet students do intend to be pet vets in urban and suburban areas, and so the Veterinary Services Grant Program is a competitive one. All kinds of groups can submit proposals. The deadline for those, May 19th. For details, go online, search Veterinary Services Grant Program. Veterinary Services Grant Program. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.